All right, on the line with me right now, Charles Rosenay, the founder of the Fab Four Music Festival, which is coming Saturday, June 10th to the Dome at the Toyota Oakdale Theater. How's it going, Charles?
It's great. I mean, we're excited. It's the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. We're celebrating with 20 bands, and it should be an amazing festival.
Now, I saw that on the website, 20 bands. How long is the day?
So we're starting at 1 o'clock. People can come right when it opens, or they can come throughout the day. It ends at 10 o'clock at night, but we have two stages. We have an indoor stage, which we're calling the Pepperland Under the Dome, and then we have the outdoor stage, which is the Octopus's Garden stage. And so 10 bands will be indoors, 10 bands will be outdoors, and it's just a day of unlimited music and fun.
Now, let's make sure everybody understands, it's all about the Beatles, all those bands. It's all about celebrating the Fab Four.
Correct.
Now,
but you say, well, how can 20 bands, are they all going to play Twist and Shout? They're all doing different eras of Beatle music. Some are doing the earliest days. Some are doing the rarities. Some are doing solo material. One band is doing all of the Pepper album. One's doing all the Revolver album. One's doing all the Magical Mystery Tour album. So we have a lot of exciting, different things. If you love any era of the Beatles, or you're just, a casual fan, you're going to love the whole event.
Now, if we were to group the Beatles into pre- and post-Pepper eras, which is your personal favorite?
I like the early stuff, the silly pop, 3-minute ditties that really weren't silly at all. But I know that most of the young generation prefers Revolver and Up, Pepper and Abbey Road and White Album and all that. And, of course, as an artist and as a musician, I appreciate the latter stuff, but it the early stuff, tugs at my heart a little more.
So where did your fascination with the Beatles begin?
I was a Beatles fan from day one. Literally, the first memory in my life was seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. That's when life started for me. I'll list that as my birthday. And, I was hooked. My mom was real sweet. She let me buy all the records, or she bought them for me, and magazines and stuff. And I collected, just as a kid, before really people collected that kind of things, and kept it in great condition. And in 78, when I was in college, I produced my first Beatles convention, and I invested in it by selling most of my own collection to pay for advertising and to pay for the hall and all that. And talking about, almost 40 years ago when I did the first convention in Connecticut, those stopped happening, where the emphasis was on the memorabilia and the rare films and the guests, and it really transitioned into an event, as a festival, where the concentration's on the music. Because, when it's all said and done, it's the music that means everything.
What is the, how much Beatles memorabilia do you own, and what's the coolest piece?
That's funny. So, I'm not the collector I used to be through the years. You get a family, you sell off stuff, you trade off stuff. And I would always say, my favorite piece is my I Want to Hold Your Hand record, because it was the first one I ever got. But I've been pretty lucky in having met, a lot of the Beatles through the years, and their relatives and people associated with them. So just, photos of me and McCartney are pretty much the most treasured.
Did you ever at one point, or whether you had it, or have you ever actually seen the Yesterday and Today, the first pressing with the baby dolls and the meat and everything?
Yeah, it's called the butcher cover, and I've probably gone through about 10 of them, buying them, selling them, upgrading them, getting a great... I don't have one currently. I wish I did, because you always think, oh my gosh, this is it. It's peaked in price, and it's more valuable all the time. That and, autographs are really the thing that sells the most. So in addition to the music, at the celebration, at the festival, we're going to have, a nice amount of vendors and dealers and the guys who have all that memorabilia, from anywhere from the rarest stuff to a 50-cent, button, or, $5 t-shirt. So if someone collects or they want to pick up a souvenir, that'll be available at the festival too.
Now, this year you're in a new spot. You've moved it from the Ives Concert Park in Danbury over to the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford for the Fab Four Music Festival. It's coming up next Saturday, June 10th. How many years have you been putting this event on? And you said you started in 78 was your first true Beatles convention.
Yeah, we did Beatle conventions, for 20, 30 years, and also published a magazine on the Beatles called Good Day Sunshine. And as the internet took over and, everything's on the web, the magazine kind of became passe, and the conventions, and everything that you watched, rare films, you're able to see on YouTube. The memorabilia that you would only be able to get at conventions, you're able to get on eBay. So it's sort of lost its cachet, but about 5-6 years ago, we thought, let's bring something back, something musical, something that's Beatles, and the festival was really nice at Ives for many years. The problem is, if it rains, you're out of luck, and unfortunately, 3 out of 4 years or 4 out of 5 years, we had rain, and it really affected the event, whereas at the Oakdale, if we're indoors at the Dome and we have a patio, you know, the second stage, if it rains, and I hope it doesn't, we can bring the bands into one of the breakout, you know, ballrooms. There's so much room there. So it was a nice move. It's closer for me. It's centrally located, and we love the people at the Toyota Oakdale, so that it made sense. It was a great move.
Plus, it's way more centrally located. There's more highways to get there. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, definitely. We're hoping to be there. If it's as successful as I'm hoping it's going to be on June 10th, we're hoping to be there for many years to come.
Now, obviously, there was a big deal all over the internet, all over the world yesterday, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, since you're certainly a Beatles aficionado, and I'm going to give you a little bit of trivia, I feel like you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of the album, they were celebrating it yesterday, June 1st. But isn't that date wrong, or am I crazy?
No, it's right for England. It's not right for us because June 2nd is when it was released in America and globally.
All right, so that's what I kept saying to people at work here at the radio station. I kept saying, no, the date is June 2nd. Yes, technically England gets it for the June 1st date, but everybody else, we're all celebrating it on the wrong day.
So the way I see it, because my event is June 10th, we're celebrating it this whole month. June is Sgt. Pepper's 50th anniversary month. Let Britain claim, you know, June 1st. We'll take June 2nd, but it's the whole month. And you know what? I mean, we've been celebrating that album for 50 years. It's just such a landmark breakthrough. People say, you know, why? Why Pepper? And you know what? It was the beginning of concept albums. You know, Pet Sounds might have led its way, but it was the beginning of FM radio. It was the beginning of sitting down, listening to an album from beginning to end and saying, yeah, wow, that's really something. Not just a few hits on an album sprinkled in with some covers and the rest filler.
Absolutely. Charles Rosenay, founder of the Fab Four Music Festival, which is coming back to the Dome at the Toyota Oakdale Theater, and it's happening Saturday, June 10th. I can't wait for it, and thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
My pleasure. I hope listeners visit www.fab4, the number 4, fab4musicfestival.com, and I look forward to seeing you there, Al. Thank you so much.